Brysa, five lines up from the bottom. Famous, beautiful Brysa, well known. I don't know, beautiful, but very famous. It says, Tanya, it says in Brysa, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, this is Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Sholosh Matanos, Tovos, Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Yisrael, Hashem had three great presents, three great gifts that he gave to Israel, to the Jews, Bechulan, and all three of them, Lo Natan Ela Yedei Yisurim. They're only received, they're only given through Yisurim. Elohim, these are them, Torah, Beretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, these three things. So come to prove it, Torah Minayin, I know that Torah only comes to Yisurin. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Agev, Asher Tiasin Orka, Maturas Kalam Danu, again, fortunate the man who learns, who Hashem chastises and Hashem teaches him his Torah. Eretz Yisrael, I know Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed only with Yisurin, with Mitan Yisurin. The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, first of all, the Pasuk says, Kika Asher Yisar Ha'ish Es Beno, just the same way like a person chastises his own son. Hashem Elokecha Mias Reka, Hashem, your God, will chastise you. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mebiecha El Eretz Tova, Hashem is bringing you to the good land. So you see, the good land comes through the chastisement. And Olam Haba, and also Olam Haba, the Chesiv, I see Olam Haba only comes through suffering, because it says, Ki Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, whatever that's supposed to mean. Literally means like the candle is the mitzvah and the Torah is the light. But the second part of the pasuk is relevant. The derechayim, the way of the living, that's a reference to Olam Haba, to Chachos Musar. It's the way to get there is through chastisements, you know, and we'll call that Yisurin. So I think it's interesting. You see it on this last thing. These three things a person can be. Well, what's the three things they have in common? So I'm making this up here. This is what I think upshot is. This is what I think upshot is. All these three things are the so to speak, like the conceptual landscapes, paradigms that a person has to enter himself into. It's not natural to him. In other words, a person thinks a certain way, he has to enter himself into seeing the world through like the Torah eyes. A person has to make himself into Eretz Yisrael, which is the land where Hashem is directly interacting with. Not there's no mikra at all. Everything is like personal and Olam Haba. So too, like a person has to make himself transform himself to being a Ben Olam Haba. That's interesting. All they have the same idiom three times. You call a person a Ben Eretz Yisrael, a Ben Torah, and a Ben Olam Haba. I think that's not a coincidence. I think the pshat is like that a person is not born. I know it says Kol Yisrael Yesh Chelik Olam Haba, Chelik Olam Haba. But the point is, like you have to. Through life, you have to transform yourself to be appropriate to live in the Torah, so to speak, in the Torah's world, live in Eretz Yisrael, so it shouldn't vomit you out, and live in Olam Haba, which is like you're going to Olam Haba, you get there. And that's transformative, and that's very difficult, because you have to, what the Yisur in all three is, you have to sort of go against your most fundamental nature, who you are. You have to change the way you think, and the way you act, and what you do, to transform yourself, to become a Ben Olam Haba, or a Ben Eretz Yisrael, or a Ben Torah, to transform yourself to be fitting that landscape. And it's very fascinating, you know, that anthropologists define what makes human beings different than other animals, because we transform our environment as opposed to other animals sort of fit themselves into their environment, like whatever they have to adjust the environment, but human beings like transform their environment to make it fit to their whim, so to speak. It's very interesting that according to what I'm saying here, it's like that may be true, but the environments that Hashem wants you to get into, it's you have to lavatle your ego and learn to live in the Torah's world and Eretz Yisrael and all of that, even though it's not necessarily not your world, it has to be his world, so to speak. That's a year that goes so against your brain, that's very difficult. And those Yisurim are what Mazak, you have to get the Olam Haba and be Makabal Torah and live in Eretz Yisrael.